This is the audio guide covering the ship loadout page of Core Exiles. This should be a fairly simple guide. The page layout for the ship loadout is quite simple. You just got to jump by button, but I'm going to cover putting stuff on your ship and taking stuff off. The first thing you're going to have to do is open up your ship loadout. So I'm going to go ahead and search P-L. You'll see that jumps me right to my ship loadout. I can hit enter on this, and now I'm on the ship loadout page. What I'm going to do is hit B-Shift G. This brings me to the Assets tab, and then I can hit down arrow from here. You'll see there it's telling me my current type of ship, which is a Ship Ranger IV, and I have 4 of 6 crew members. Directly under this, going to get into the actual ship loadout. You'll see it's in a table, but I would suggest jumping by button. I'm going to do that and hit B. You have Weapon 1, Weapon 2. Every ship will have 2 weapon slots. You will have 3 system slots, which is for scanners and targeting systems and stuff like that. After that, you're going to have 2 reactor slots.
Reactor slot 1 empty button. Tesla reactor 5 button.
I have 1 empty and 1 has a Tesla reactor.
Cargo slot empty button.
After that, you have your cargo slot, which is where your cargo expander would go.
Shield slot empty button.
A shield slot.
Biofuel 5 button.
And then the slot where your engine is. You can't take this one off. That's the end of the button, so I hit B again.
We'll
wrap to the Web 1 button. Again, this is in a table. You can use table commands to go through it. But I found it much easier just to jump by button. You can get to what you need really quick. Okay, so let's say I wanted to put a weapon on my ship. I would just hit B from the top, take me to weapon slot 1 empty, hit enter on this, and this will bring up a page which has a table in it. So I'm going to hit Control and T. In this table, all my weapons and everything are sorted. I'm using table commands, all control down arrow to go through the names.
When
you go to the top, you'll see the table headers are name, quantity, how many you have in your store. This will tell you what type of skill points you need to equip it. Skill is the amount of skill points in that type you'll need. Damage, that's just going to show you the min-max.
Energy,
how much ship energy is required to power it. Level required, if a certificate is needed, and then this equip column just has a button for each item that you can click to equip it on your ship. I'm going to go ahead and scroll through this table, in the first column, name, find a weapon.
That's a pretty big gun.
26,000 energy. Let's equip this. Now, if it works,
it's
letting me know this is the main confirmation page.
Congratulations, Holly, you have successfully equipped Crusader Lightbeam Cannon T1. Land. Our energy reserves will be adjusted accordingly.
Blah, blah, blah. Hit the button to return to the ship loadout, and now you'll see the first button on the page, which was weapon slot 1 empty, now reads as the weapon I just equipped there. If I wanted to take it off, I'll just click on it and take it off, but I want to show you something else real quick. If I go to my Tesla Reactor 1. If I want to unequip this, I would normally hit the button for it, jump by button, choose to unequip item, and you'll see a error page here.
Due to the issues surrounding some items, you may also need to ensure your cargo bay is empty of all resources and loot. This will ensure clean and travel. Free reactor removal. Return the ship load button. Enter.
As you'll see, some stuff has limitations on when you can remove it. This Tesla reactor, because it's giving me ship energy, I can't take it off until I have nothing drawing energy from my ship. Also, because the Tesla reactor boosts my cargo, I have to have an empty cargo hold before I can take it off. So now,
Let me check my cargo.
All right, so I'm going to click on the Crusader Lightbeam Cannon 1 again. Next page, jump by button, unequip item. It's just going to give me an item description on that page. Return to ship loadout, and now if I jump down to my Tesla reactor, it should let me take it off. Just like that. Let me know it's placed back in my ship store. And now I have a completely empty ship. Now I'm going to go ahead and put my reactors back on. So I don't forget them.
And
I'm going to do a search for Tesla. I want a Tesla Reactor 6 on. And then I'm going to put a 5 on. Now what I'm going to do on this page, after I'm back on my ship loadout, I'm going to hit F3.
Reactor 6 button.
That searches for the Tesla reactor, which I just put on. I can hit B or down arrow.
Reactor slot 2 empty button. Tesla reactor slot 2 empty
button.
Me
to the reactor slot 2. Search Tesla on this page.
Tesla reactor 4. Tesla reactor 5. Equip item.
Equip item.
Correct. Return to our energy reserves will be returned to enter.
And now I have both my Teslas back up. Just like that. Obviously, if you're taking off a cargo expander, you will have to have an empty cargo just as you do with the Tesla, but that's not a big deal. Just make sure it's empty. If you take off your shield, it will be uncharged before being taken off. Also, if you put on a shield, it will be put on, but you'll have zero HP on that shield and you have to repair it. However you choose to repair it, whether with EBKs or using a repair facility. That's really all there is to this ship loadout. If you want to exit, just go to the top of the page, hit V for visited link,
exit loadout,
and now I'm back on the main promenade.